The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I'd like to read to you a poem from the most ancient strata of Buddhist literature. Supposedly it was a poem that contains teachings by the Buddha. I think maybe in a pre-written culture, people often spoke in verse or close to it, much more familiar part of the culture. So this verse goes like this in translation. You should know from the rivers that those in small channels flow noisily. The great rivers flow silent. Whatever is not full makes noise. Whatever is full is quiet. The fool is like an half-empty pot. One who is wise, a full lake. So I like this little verse because the idea that a wise person would be full. Sometimes in Buddhism we have this idea you're supposed to empty yourself, just become more and more empty and not have a self and not have any desires, and just, you're better if you're a good Buddhist. Better if you just didn't exist somehow. But I think it's a kind of misunderstanding of caricature of Buddhism, because repeatedly, at least in the ancient teachings, people who have become wise, matured in the practice, are described in very clear ways where they really become full. They talk about them becoming powerful, or they even talk, some places they talk about them being great selves. The expression is Maha-Atta, just like Mahatma Gandhi. The Mahatma of Mahatma Gandhi means great self in Sanskrit. And so here, becoming full, and in becoming full, becoming silent. If you become silent when you feel incomplete or insecure or feel inadequate, it might be more just kind of keeping you down, kind of being more incomplete or more inadequate or not giving a voice. You need to have a voice. But if you become silent after you become full, if you feel complete, then you don't need to talk. You're not being repressed or restricted. But if you need to talk and then you're restricted, that doesn't feel good. So to do a practice that helps you fill out as much as a practice that helps you to empty out. The empty out is perhaps to empty out the ways we limit ourselves, empty out the way we restrict ourselves, empty out the ways in which we become smaller or somehow hollow. And so if we have attitudes of self hating, self-criticism, if we have greed, if we're caught up in fear, if we are at war with parts of ourselves, if we are afraid, all those things kind of keep us limited, contracted, small. And perhaps in the analogy of the verse, more and more half-empty, like an empty pot. But to empty ourselves of fear, to empty ourselves of self-limiting thoughts, to empty ourselves of self-hatred or feelings of inadequacy or all these things, to let go of those, because it makes sense to let go of them, because those are all activities of the mind. None of those things are inherent in who we are, not inherent in the universe, but rather they're learned behavior, mental behavior, learned mental activities, and so we don't have to do them. And so part of the function of this practice is to recognize what's here, but also to begin to relax the unnecessary activities of mind, attitudes, that we carry with us. They say that the fish don't see the water they swim in. Some of us don't see the self-criticism, the fear, the ideas, the judgments, the beliefs, the shoulds, the shouldn'ts that we are swimming in because it's just been there our whole lifetime. But as we settle in meditation, part of the function of meditation is to begin to relax the mental constructs, relax the mental attitudes, the shoulds and shouldn'ts, and to kind of empty ourselves of that, but not so we become less, but so we can become more, we can fill out. Then the goodness of our heart, our good heart, we all have good hearts. The good hearts can begin to wake up and to flow and to move. Part of the function of meditation practice is to let go of things that limit us so that we have space to become full. And concentration practice in particular is a practice that begins to fill us, fills us with good energy, with good feelings, with joy, with delight, with senses of well-being. To kind of awaken doesn't just mean some intellectual abstract idea of becoming enlightened. To be awakened is to wake up our human capacity to sense and feel and be alive with our full being, all of who we are, our torso, our arms, our legs, you know, our whole physical being fills out. And it's a paradox because the more it fills out, the more it also can feel kind of empty in a very nice way. Not hollow, but kind of full and transparent, full and translucent, full and kind of fluid, or full and full like the full sky. The sky is empty, right? But the full sky is kind of beautiful. Look out across the mountain. So the idea of becoming full. So you might think a little bit about this verse and see how it might, how this verse might be true for you, how it's useful for you, this verse. In what way might this verse be true for you? You should know, or you should learn from the rivers. Those in small channels, those the small little creeks flow noisily. The great rivers flow silent. Whatever is not full makes noise. Whatever is full is quiet. The fool is like an half-empty pot. One who is wise, a full lake. May you be like a lake. Thank you.